12. Oil in the Earth. W.E. Flood, M.A., Ph.D. Most of us use oil in some way, and it is difficult to imagine the modern world without oil. But oil is not easy to find and get out of the earth. In the passage given here, which comes from Dr. Flood's Treasures from the Earth, 1950, the author is discussing the methods used by engineers who obtain the oil for us. For a note on the author, see Lesson 6. We cannot, of course, see the oil which is trapped deep down in the ground. Men must study the rocks carefully. When they think that the rocks in a certain place may contain oil, a metal tower called a derrick is built. A machine in the tower gradually cuts a narrow hole down into the ground. As the hole is made, a steel pipe is pushed down to stop the sides from falling in and to keep out water. At last, if the men have judged correctly, the hole reaches the oil. Usually the oil rushes up the pipe with great force, driven by the pressure of the gas in the top of the layer of rock, and it streams high into the air. If this oil should catch a light, there would be a terrible fire. A kind of lid is fixed to the top of the pipe, and the oil is allowed to flow out gently through taps. After a well has been used for a long time, it may be necessary to use a pump to get the oil out. Oil, we see, is obtained more easily than coal. Men must dig coal from a mine, but oil rushes up a pipe. Often several wells are made, each reaching the same supply of oil in the ground. If a well is made near the middle of the oil field, gas will be obtained. This may blow out of the well with great force if it is not controlled. In parts of America, such gas is sent through pipes to distant towns and used, like coal gas, in houses and factories. The oil which comes from a well may be a pale brown, easy-flowing liquid, but more usually it is dark brown, thick and sticky. It is a mixture of many kinds of hydrocarbons. The factories in which the various oils, petrol, kerosene, etc., are got out of this mixture are often many miles away from the wells. In fact, they may be in another country across the sea. The rock oil, petroleum, is sent to these places, or to ships at a port, through steel pipes. The pipes may cross hundreds of miles of land, and pumps at various places drive the sticky petroleum along. When we boil some water in a pot over the fire, it changes into a vapor, steam. If we hold a piece of cold glass in the vapor, drops of water form on it. The vapor changes back into a liquid. Now suppose we carefully heat a mixture of petrol and kerosene. Do not try this. It might catch a light and cause damage. Suppose we make the mixture a little hotter than boiling water. The petrol, which boils easily, turns into a vapor. But the kerosene, which has not boiled so easily, remains as a liquid. We can collect the petrol vapor and cool it in another container, so that it turns back into a liquid. In this way, we have separated the two oils. There is another similar way of separating two oils. We can heat the mixture so that both oils turn into vapors, and then slowly cool the vapors. The kerosene vapor turns into a liquid first, and can be collected. The petrol does not turn into a liquid until it has been cooled much more. Petroleum is a mixture of many oils, but they can be separated in the ways we have described. The second way is now more common. The petroleum is made very hot and passed into the bottom of a tall tower. There are shelves in the tower. As the vapors rise up the tower, they slowly cool. The thick, heavy oils turn back into liquid near the bottom. Other oils turn back into liquids higher up.